back in the driver's seat. Good morning. Tuesday, May 12th, going on. We had a beautiful, clear, sunny morning. Clouds kind of moving in on us here. Hey, this from the city of Breckenridge. They have three remaining community garden plots still available if you are interested in a spot. If you'd like some more information, give them a call, Breckenridge City Hall, 218-643-1431. Thank you, Lori, for getting us this. Again, if you want a garden plot, give them a call, 218-643-1431. Steve Dietrich, you want a garden plot?
No, thanks.
No? Your hands are full enough right now, right?
Well, they are.
Well, good morning. Good to see you again.
Good to see you,
too. As we're talking real estate from Action Realty. Hey, you got new... No, first, we got to get to numbers.
The numbers.
You're the numbers guy. Wow. How are we doing there?
Well, we're just sitting on that 5.75% to 6%, so they haven't really gone up much. They're just hanging tight, but we got a new Fed chair coming the way it looks, maybe by next week. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the way it sounds.
And I know the push is to lower rates, so we'll see what happens.
How come those are staying so steady and everything else is going up?
Well, that's the whole point of, I guess, at least they're not going up any farther than they probably could have, but I think that's the one thing they're trying to do is keep money flowing, you know, and keep those rates down as much as possible, but inflation is a direct relationship with that too.
Well, so if somebody asks you, Steve, is it a good time to buy or sell my home, what would you say?
I'd say right now, you know, if you can afford that 6% range, you're probably going to have to look at it very seriously, because they may go down a little bit, but you know, you can refinance as time goes on too if they do come back down again, and at least you got into the house that you really want, and you might have to bite the bullet on a hair bit higher interest rate, but they come down, refinance it, and get it down where you want it.
Well, something that's very common at Action Realty, new listings. You got some. Tell us about this.
Well, I'm working on actually about 3, 4, 5 of them right now that may be coming out over the next month, and there'll be some nice homes, and a couple of these will be in a good price range too. And,
So
kind of looking forward to those and see what they do in the marketplace. But I think there's going to be some options out there soon.
So what about the prospects, people that are looking at new homes? What are they looking for in 2026 in particular?
Well, you know, it's always been, for the last year, it's kind of like under 300,000 is kind of where it's happening at. But we're seeing some properties over that price right now starting to sell again. And
right.
I think it's a little bit of the spring thing, too. You know, people are out there looking around and wanting to make that next move here for the summer.
Well, we talk location all the time, too. People looking for locations in town, like close to schools and such.
Yeah,
that's huge. I know we've talked about that before, too.
Yep, it is, you know, and you know, everybody's got a certain need or a certain want, depending on either how many kids they have or you know, if they're older, where they can get into walking areas and things like that, too. So everybody has a different need, and hopefully we can try and patch those up.
Well, what about younger families, too? Because I'm hearing that a lot. It's like trying to attract younger families, get younger families into homes here. Are you seeing much of that going on?
Well, the younger families need bigger houses, of course, comes with bigger prices, too, and sometimes they don't always match up the way you want them to.
That's true, yeah.
You know, that can be, you know, a tough situation to work with, but at the same time, we do the best we can, and hopefully we can find the right thing.
All right, so you're going fishing.
Yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow. We were supposed to go last Sunday with the guide, and
I got to work on the wind for you.
There you go.
It will be on Otter Tail when it's this windy, depending on where you're at.
That is for sure.
Steve, always great to have you in here, and we'll think of a good conversation for next week, but good to have you back.
Perfect.
All right, Steve Dietrich, we're talking real estate, as we do every Tuesday with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. It's 9:15. You're the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Birds are singing, spring is in the air, and so is Great Morning Radio.
I was just going to tell you, you also have a great station.
Bill Dablo, weekday morning, 6 till 10. On the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Deal.